Getting a speeding ticket can be an educational experience in more ways than one. Whether motorists learn a lesson or not, Leadfoots can console themselves that some of their fine goes into what's called the Common School Fund. But most of this year's 15% increase in that pot of money comes from interest made on loans to municipalities. For instance, La Crosse got a loan to remodel its downtown. Interest from the Common School Fund is divvied up each year to school libraries. State School Superintendent Libby Burmaster says for some districts, it's becoming the only library funding available.
Especially in our rural communities, there's a great reliance on the Common School Fund for materials.
In the past, state legislators have eyed the money for other purposes, and with this year's record increase, Secretary of State Doug LaFalla fears there might be more attempts to dip into the fund.
It's important for the public to understand and for the state legislature, both the Senate and the Senate, understand how important this is. There's always an effort when budgets are tight to go looking for, quote, loose money. This money that we work with is not loose money.
Libraries will share $28 million this year from the Common School Fund, about $22 per student. That money can be spent on items like books, periodicals, and audiovisual equipment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.